Welcome, everyone. We have share number 14 in the Shiurim for Women. We're talking about Tefillah in the third download PDF of Lekha Rishimus number 3, including some words from Rav Avraham Twersky as well. The idea of believing in the effect of Tefillah, wherein it says Tefillah Muchrich Lefoil, it always has an effect. And Rabbi Ruchim, the Mashgiach Amir, said that Tefillah is the essence of that automatically it's empowering, it works, it breaks mechitzais. Even if a person is sinful, if he davens, Hashem listens to his tefillahs. No chait could hold back from a tefillah from working. A tefillah is an essence that saif, it's going to help. Sometimes people don't know about it, they don't know how exactly, and therefore a lot of people give up on tefillah too early. There is no reason to feel yush, to feel despair. And it's hard sometimes after you pray and you don't see results yet, or it feels like Hashem didn't answer you. If you have emunah that he did and he listened and something's coming up, and then when you're ready to daven again, you continue to daven again. You keep on going. This we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. We think that his 515 tefillahs to go into Eretz Yisrael were in vain. They're not in vain. Every single one helped us and will help Moshe Rabbeinu himself. That is one of the unusual gezeiros with Moshe Rabbeinu not to enter Eretz Yisrael. It's very unusual. It says that if he would be mispal even one more tefillah, he would have worked. But over there, there was a special reason by Moshe Rabbeinu. But we learn from here is you keep on going. Yachser v'yispalel. The Gemara Brach Islam Bey says that if a person is davening, he doesn't get an answer, continue to daven. Kave al Hashem, chazak v'yamitzi becha v'kave al Hashem. Hope to Hashem, strengthen your heart, fortify your heart, and hope to Hashem, which means that there's no reason for despair. There's no reason for despair. The purpose of not being answered is not no, the no Hashem gives you, no. The answer, the purpose of the not getting answered, at least in a visible way, is go at it again. The tefillah itself is powerful. The tefillah itself creates a bond with Hashem and creates tremendous bracha. Now, after you daven, then you have to leave it to Hashem and say, I'm at peace after the prayer. Whatever you do, you do. I'm not going to be disappointed or crushed if I don't get a response right away or if I don't understand what's going on. I have emunah that it's working. But it calls man, you don't see yet what you need to see. You go back and you daven again. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Roye Neman. He didn't stop davening. He went so far to the point of Mechenino Mesifrecha Shekosafta. He said, erase my name even. The Rabbeinu Bechai brings down that tefillah could break nature, could save people from sakana. Now, Imois were barren. They didn't have children because Hashem desired their tefillahs. And by their tefillahs, the teva changed. You see, Chizkiah, there was a gzeira. You know, he said, because he didn't want to marry, whatever the story was, that he's going to die. And Chizkiah, he prayed. And he wept and he prayed, and Hashem gave him an additional 15 years in his life. The Pasuk says, Shamati is tefillasecha, I heard your prayer. Ra'isi is demasecha, I saw your tears. Hineni Yosef al yomecha chamesh esrei shana, I'm adding 15 years to your life. There was a gezeira, and this was mevatel the gezeira. Tefillah is above nevuah, it has tremendous power. And now we're going to talk about a very important subject of Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam. A tzadik falls seven times and gets up. Seven times doesn't just mean seven times. It means many, many times. And he gets up. We had shiurim early on in the Shalom Bayis groups pertaining a lot to teenage struggles, boys in particular. But we talked about girls too. And about how they need to constantly work through it and not give up. The key is not to get shaken when there is a disappointment or a setback. When Chizkiah Melech, he was a tremendous tzaddik, But despite that, Yeshaya came to him for one thing. He says, you're going to die. Die in this world, die in the next world. Chizkiah did not give up. He says, you may be a Navi. You may be a Navi Emes. But I'm Mamed that it's Emes. But Kalei Nevuah Chavetzei, I'm disregarding your Nevuah. Not because he didn't believe it was true. Of course he believed the Navi said he's going to die. That was the Gezerah. But I learned, Kach Mekublani Mebeis Avi Abba, I learned from my father's house, Afele Cherer Chadam, Unachas Al Tzavarei Shal Odom, Al Yimna Atzmei Min Arachmim. Even if there's a sharp sword on the throat of the person, don't hold yourself back from Rachmim. Or as we know, Yeshuas Hashem Keheref Ayin. It could happen in a second. Shimshon HaGibbor knew that he was going to die the last time he was captured by the Plishtim. He was prepared to die. So he was at peace with that. But what he wanted was, as he asked from Hashem, help me have my last revenge. He lost his kayach because his hair was cut, and that's where the kayach of the Naziris and the Gevurah took place. He davened, and he continued to daven because he felt, Shimshon knew, his tafkid was to fight against the Plishtim. And he didn't lose it. He says, I lost my strength, but I'm asking you to let me give my strength back again this one last time to take Nekama on the Plishtim. And Hashem listened to him, and he was able to do so. Never get afraid from a fall. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Sheva means numerous times. You constantly fall. But never lose hope. Keep growing. Keep building yourself. They always hope to Yeshua's Hashem. That is what a Yid is. He hopes for Hashem. Never despair. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. That's the pasuk of Mishlei Chaf Dalet, pasuk Tes Zayin. V'kam. V'kam means as soon as he feels down, v'kam he gets up. Even if he falls 1,000 times, he's still the same tzadik. The key is not to despair. One of the most difficult things is after, not the wrongdoing itself, but after doing that thing wrong, to paralyze you by giving up and saying, I'm a goner, it's over, Hashem doesn't want to listen to me anymore. We can't have that mindset. We have to continue to strengthen ourselves with this. Another theme also that he brings down in this kuntris is to serve Hashem with a calmness. With a calmness. Like the Ramban says in the letter in the beginning, Tisnaig tamid ledaber kol dvorecha benachas l'chol adam uv'chol eis. Try to speak, conduct yourself to speak your words with a pleasantness to every person at all times. L'chol adam. So he says a beautiful vart. L'chol adam means to yourself too. It includes yourself. Tzarech ledaber gam la'atzmecha benachas, he says. This is on page Kuf Yud Zayin of this handout. I think one should really take this piece here, the second paragraph of Kuf Yud Zayin of this PDF, cut it out, keep it to you. Remember this. Yes, a person has to self-correct. If a person, every one of us knows, we have failings, we have things we did wrong, we have things we need to correct. Of course, we need to do our best to correct them. Do tshuva, daven, actual correct your behavior. But always benachas. So you go back to the original Ramban, and then the Aruch HaShem LaRosh says a similar phrase. Tisnag tamid ledaber kol dvorecha, speak all your words to yourself, benachas, with a pleasantness, all the time. And you'll save yourself from anger. Anger also means just general upsetness. It will save you from that agmas nefesh. And that is a very, very important yesod to understand, to keep that self-building, even after falls, even after difficult times, and to just not give up on it. You see how Rabbi Akiva, he brings down, he saw the stone being rubbed by the water for years and years till it brought a hole into where the rock was. And he learned the Kal Vachomer from there, that he could grow. That if water could penetrate the stone over time, then Torah could penetrate my heart in the right way. You have to have a strength of character, he talks about. A strength of character. Ikar tali baruach, it's tali in the spirit of the person. It's very important to remain with that strong spirit. We're going to talk about what Avraham Tversky, now in his book, talks about the importance of one way to do this, the prayer, of course, but the idea of meditation, of talking, not just Shemini Esri, but one and one to Hashem, to pray to Him. But part of the praying to Him is to daven for specific things, but also to reflect on the purpose of your life. What are you here for? Right? Animals don't think about why they exist, but a human being does. But the problem is we're used to habit. We're creatures of habit. We're on automatic pilot. Now, some things it's good to be an automatic pilot, like when we walk or blink, we don't need conscious thought. It's very important that we don't. That's a bracha. If the whole day is spent on automatic, though, we don't take time to think about what are we here to accomplish? Why are we here in this world? Well, do we need to spend more in our spiritual life to grow? So on one hand, man's superiority is that he could operate on manual when needed. To breathe, driving a car comes naturally after a while. Other things that you do, even your job, whatever your job is, after a couple of weeks and then months and then years of experience, it becomes more flowing and natural. That's beautiful. That automatic is a gift. But with things pertaining to your own spirituality and your growth, it's not enough to be automatic. Sakneinu be'etzet tovim ulfanecha. To say that slow. This is a hashkivenu. Please give me good etzes. Good etzes. Prepare good advice, good counsel. Mulfanecha, from in front of you to me. Help me. Give me good counsel. Hashem, give me good advice. Put good advice into my mind. Advice pertaining to myself, how to live. Advice pertaining to life overall. And this hispoidedus of talking one and one to Hashem, asking Him for help every single step of the way, is a bracha and will bring tremendous yeshuas. Bracha and atzlacha.